Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Need your help. If you follow me on Twitter, you will see it. If you follow me on Locals, you will see it. TonyKatz.locals.com or EatDrinkSmokeShow.com. We are going to work to cap the cigar tax in Indiana. Taxes on premium cigars are 24%. 24%. It's surreal. The objective is to move that to a cap, a limit of 50 cents per cigar. Why? Because as places like Michigan and Minnesota have proven, you will actually increase revenues and you are helping small businesses stay afloat. If they're not paying that tax, that onerous tax, they can lower prices to their customers, therefore have more customers. Or they can keep the prices, they're making more money, and therefore more tax revenue for the state if you're somebody who is moved by that. Or more importantly, they have the money to decide for themselves what to do with those dollars. They can hire, they can advertise, a whole host of things. So whether you're talking about increases in taxable revenue for municipalities, when you're talking about business taxes, property taxes, it's there. When you're talking about revenues to the state, it's there. When you're talking about helping out the consumer, it's there. Capping the cigar tax. An easy one line in the budget. Done. And therefore, you keep dollars in the state as opposed to people buying online and doing other things and supporting out-of-state ventures. This is about business. This is about growing your local town, city, municipality, whatever you want to call it. This is about increasing the revenue that that city or the state may get. This is about people having jobs. All of it. Good stuff. Very good stuff. And I have some people who write to me and email me sometimes. You're talking about health risks and things like that. Different subject, and I'm happy to get into it. I will go as deep as you want to go. But on this, the numbers are very, very clear. It has been proven by other states. This is a no-brainer. Me, I would like for the cap to be, you know, a dime. But I'm not going to get my way on that. It's going to be 50 cents, and I've spoken to many retailers across the state. They are all more than willing. They're not asking for zero. This is a win all the way around. And let your local representative, state senator, know that they should cap the cigar tax. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll see the QR code there. Be a part of it. I appreciate it. By the way, there are a lot of groups trying to help get this done, including Americans for Prosperity. Full disclosure, I do work with AFP. I am financially compensated by AFP. But I have always, as you know, been a cigar guy even before getting back to work with AFP. I just want you to know what's what. I never, ever don't give you the full story, as opposed to national media, which doesn't give the full story a lot. I'll get into that next. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.